A study by the Los Angeles County Sheriff's Department concludes there is no evidence the CIA was once involved in the crack cocaine trade in Los Angeles. The investigation was in response to a series of articles published in the San Jose Mercury News in August. The articles alleged the crack epidemic in Los Angeles in the 1980s was instigated by supporters of anti-communist Contra rebels, and that profits from their drug sales were used to fund the war against Nicaragua's Sandinista government. The newspaper articles also suggested this went on with the knowledge, if not the complicity, of the U.S. Central Intelligence Agency. NPR's Ina Jaffe has a report.
The Los Angeles Sheriff's Department investigation is the first official inquiry into these allegations to be released so far. It was conducted by seven deputies over the course of 2 months. The department released an 84-page summary. The full study, which includes hundreds of documents and dozens of interviews, runs to some 3,500 pages. The investigation focused on a dozen drug raids in 1986. There had long been allegations that in the middle of one of those raids, the person living in the house telephoned a CIA contact to tell him what was going on, and that documents obtained by sheriff's deputies during that raid were later taken away by federal agents. The sheriff's department study concludes that there is no evidence to support those claims. The report also found no support for the claims of convicted cocaine dealer Freeway Ricky Ross that he was an unwitting tool of the Contras. The investigation did find, however, that a group of deputies stole as much as $63,000 in drug money, and that one detective allowed his informants to sell drugs. No one at the sheriff's department was available to speak to NPR for this report. Congresswoman Maxine Waters, whose district is in South Central Los Angeles, says that the study, despite all its documentation, reaches conclusions it can't support.
I think they went too far in concluding that there is no CIA involvement. I don't think they know that. And I don't think this investigation could necessarily have reaped them that information. This was an investigation about the LA Sheriff's role, and basically it was a local investigation from what I can understand. And I don't think that it was the kind of comprehensive investigation that could answer in a definitive way whether or not there was any CIA involvement.
Nothing has happened so far to quell the outrage that the San Jose Mercury News allegations have provoked in South Central LA. Last month, CIA Director John Deutsch met with several hundred people there. After being greeted with as many boos as applause, he announced that the agency's inspector general would conduct an investigation, only to be told by some of those at the meeting that they did not trust the CIA to investigate itself. The intelligence committees of both houses of Congress are also looking into the charges that an agency of the federal government may bear some responsibility for the explosion of the cocaine trade in South Central LA. I'm Ina Jaffe in Los Angeles.